This is David Pilch, the campus pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor of the day. So today I want to draw your attention to Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Bible, with 176 verses, broken into 22 sections, with each section consisting of 8 verses, and it's represented, each section, with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet, so you'll see that in your Bible. I want to look at the last section, which starts in verse 169. It occurred to me in reading these verses that they are prayers, or can be turned into a prayer. Verse 169 says this, "May my cry come before you, O Lord." Are there things that happen that makes you want to cry, or grieve, or hurt? So it is telling us here to bring it to our Father. Then the second part of the prayer, "Give me understanding according to your word." As we explore the scriptures, God gives us more and more understanding. The next verse says this, "May my supplication come before you." This is very similar to the verse before, except the verse before uses the word cry, which is kind of an emotional word. So after dealing with the pain of the hurt or disappointment, and you receive some understanding about it, as you asked for, your prayer continues as a supplication. "May my supplication come before you. Deliver me." You're now asking, "Deliver me according to your promise." So the phrase "deliver me" reminds us of the prayer Jesus taught us in the Gospels. "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," or from the evil one. So when the devil tempted Jesus in the desert, Jesus found strength and deliverance in the Word of God. 34 years ago, when I was 34 years old, my cry came before the Lord. I became quite ill and was diagnosed with cancer. Graciously, the Holy Spirit led me to Psalm 118, verse 17, which says, "I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done." So this verse is a promise. You will not die, but live. In Psalm 119, the word "promise" is used 14 times, and the last time it is used is right here in verse 170. "Deliver me according to your promise." God's promises are sprinkled throughout the Bible. Search for them, highlight them, treasure them, and pray them for yourself and others. Let's close in prayer. O Lord, may our lips overflow with praise, for you teach us your decrees. May our tongues sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous, and may your hand be ready to help us. For I have chosen your precepts. And Lord, help us to encourage others around us to choose your path. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This is David Pilch, campus pastor of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor of the day.